Hey, KFC Radio listeners, you can find every episode of KFC Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
Kevin, you're just ridiculously stupid.
Welcome back. Is this Kevin? Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, man, how you doing?
You good?
I know you like that. I know you like that.
How long you been back, man?
Welcome back to CCK on a Wednesday. This week feels like the longest week of all time. I don't know why, but it does. Do we have Jared on?
Yeah.
Are you there? Oh, I can't see you today. I can't see
you right
now.
Yeah, what the hell?
So, well,
call
I'm not going to complain.
Call them.
Oh, you're not even on Skype.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay,
Jared.
All right. And then we also have the nastiest animal in the office sitting next to me, John Feidelberg. Welcome back to the program, John.
Thank you.
Jared, you know how he makes like really loud grunting noises all the time?
Yeah, like just like getting up.
Yes, exactly. He's exceptionally loud today. I mean, it's like it's stopping
the whole
office.
Well, he climbed like 5,000 stairs.
Yeah, that's right. 83 flights, bitch.
Like 3 days
Count
ago.
Him up.
Yeah, no, 2 days ago.
I mean, that's,
and,
that's,
oh, yeah,
that's called DOMS.
As high school coaches will always tell you,
second
you're not
going to
be
works.
Sore tomorrow, but you'll be sore the next day. I promise that.
And so that's where the noises are coming from?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't feel particularly sore, but I mean,
you sound particularly sore.
Yeah, maybe.
So also, it's happening in the office, which, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop because I don't trust fucking Vibs at all. But lowering the bar today, Jared, is how fast you can eat a slice of watermelon. And we love watermelon. So everybody's enjoying it so far. Again, I'm not convinced that we're all just going to die from it like later on today. But John...
Glennie asked if they were killer watermelons.
Trent was convinced there was one of those hot gummy bears in it. I just wasn't going to do it because I don't trust Vibs or Colin. I think they should both get fired immediately. But John, how fast did you do it?
Buck 38, I believe.
And you decided to go full Christian Bale Batman in the middle of it.
I don't know what was going on. I was just out of breath. I don't know. I went full Batman. I fucking...
It's thicker at the bottom.
I honestly couldn't even replicate that voice right now.
Avery, is there any way you can play... Go to Bailey's Twitter and play the video that he...
Oh, boy. Which one? Of John?
Yes. Okay. Bailey does tweet a lot. Did you see that that Dave unfollowed him?
Yes.
It's very funny.
Dave unfollowed who?
Knew that.
Bailey.
And
Bailey wrote like a whole blog about
it. I'm actually surprised Dave ever followed Bailey to begin with.
Really?
I don't even think Dave follows new people anymore. Dave's not very active on Twitter anymore. I figured he just doesn't look at it as much and like doesn't follow new hires and stuff like that.
I think he's still pretty active. You're probably right, but the unfollow is diabolical.
He's not active. It's just, you know, it used to be constant tweeting and now it's gone down a bit.
Well.
Thicker at the bottom.
Very bottom.
Can you run that one back?
It's thicker at the bottom.
What is wrong with you?
I'm factually correct. Watermelon is thicker at the bottom. It was because basically what was happening was I was cruising. Vibs like, you're going to fucking kill whoever was in the lead's time. And I was cruising. And then I got to the bottom and my time slowed down substantially. And I don't know.
To go Batman.
I didn't want to. It's just I was so out of breath. And I wanted to speak, and that's just how my voice came out when I was out of breath.
Moral of all of the stories here, 3 minutes into this program, is you're a fucking animal. You are disgusting. You are grotesque. And that's why everybody loves
you. Well, speaking of disgusting and grotesque, Jared, have you seen one of my latest tweets?
It's so gross.
No.
There is a pube in the Barstool HQ urinal that is flat out stunning. Like, I'm fucking Ron Burgundy with it. Like, I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. Like, I didn't know pubes grew that long.
Before you continue, John, let me ask you, like, guy to guy here. I trust your judgment. Okay. Are you 100% sure it's a pube? Because I know that, like, I've taken a piss and then, like, my hair will just, like, fall out.
That's a whole nother issue, I think.
Wait, hold on.
I didn't sniff
it. What do you mean your hair just falls out when you're at the urinal?
I mean, like, if I'm, like, taking a piss, I'll, like, scratch my head while I'm pissing, and then, like, my hair will, like, fall out of my head, and it's, like, there will be, like, long hairs that are on the toilet, and it's like, well, that's not from my pubes. That's not the situation that's going on.
Men are so gross. But
let's do urinal talk. Hey, what?
Oh, okay. 833-857-8665. I'm going to kill myself. You guys can have your own episode.
Why do guys always spit into a urinal when they get in there?
Oh, what the hell? I can see you.
Typically older guys, but just guys in general, like, always just when they get to the urinal, the first thing they do is spit. Then they take their little pecker out and piss.
I guess it depends. Like, if I'm at a bar, like, I spit all over that fucking thing. But, like, if I'm home, I don't think I do.
Like, if you I'm at a bar, you're on a fucking blowjob, dude. What are you spitting all over it for?
I mean, like, if you're like drunk and at a bar.
Jerry.
Yeah. So I've been doing some.
He wanted us to turn on the TV so we could compliment his shoulders.
No, I haven't worked out in like 2 months, but I am sweating profusely because I've been hanging things in the studio all day. So, like, I smell disgusting.
Can't smell you. But back to the spitting. Why are you spitting it?
I don't know.
Why are you spitting it?
When I'm drunk, I'm just like.
Well, why though?
I don't know. I don't know why I do a lot of things, Casey. I really
don't. I understand that, but spitting in a urinal, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, like I said, it's particularly older men from what I've noticed. But I just can't
imagine, like, walking into the girl's bathroom and just spitting into the toilet.
Sometimes you just need a good spit.
Yeah. I think I don't do it because I spend so much of the day spitting that I don't have to spit when I take a piss. Other people who just walk around with fucking saliva in their mouth all day got to get that thing out in a fucking a fucking hole.
I feel you on that.
I can't take anything that you say seriously. I don't know. Maybe
what's wrong with having a good spit?
No, but that's so weird.
It's bizarre. I'm against it. I'm anti.
Especially to do it in front of other people. Like, Jared, why do you have to do it at a bar when other people are in there peeing too?
What if no one's in there? Then what? Is that okay?
Well, no. I mean, it makes it a little less weird, but, like, people are standing next to each other and you just come in and just spit?
It's almost just like it's an icebreaker. It's like, I got to go in and take this piss, and then you look at the toilet and you're just like, poof.
Yeah, you just exchange pleasantries. Like, listen here, man, I'm going to give you a little liquid right now. The liquid that's coming next is a lot worse.
Yeah. Or maybe not. Who knows?
In my experiences, people prefer a spit to piss.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that. As a female, I would say 99% of females would agree with that as well. Spit is. But apparently not Jared.
No.
I'm just saying it's give and take. I mean, like, sometimes it's a little spit, sometimes a little piss.
No. I refuse to accept that answer. I refuse to accept it. Although he's weird. Like, he was saying the other day or last week on radio that, like, he just won't ever pop a girl's toe in his mouth at all. And Kevin was like, but she'll eat her ass. And he was like, yeah.
We are all over the map right now.
I mean, we gotta find
a topic to settle on before we fucking get into some real shit.
Here's what I said, John, and see if you can level with me on this. Defeat gross you out, John?
No.
Okay. So, like, feet don't gross me out. Like, if I'm sitting on the couch and you got a girl that's sitting on the other end of the couch and they put, like, their feet on your lap, like, I got no problem with, like, giving you a little foot massage, but then it's a dangerous line to toe because you don't want to be known as, like, a foot guy. It's like, I'm just not afraid of feet. That doesn't make me a foot guy. I'm not afraid to touch your feet if they're there. And, like,
yeah,
whatever.
But you told Kevin that if a girl wanted you to suck on her toes, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, because, like, if I, like, rub your foot on the couch, I can just go wash my hands versus you putting your fucking foot
why
in my mouth.
Why do you think feet are so gross? Like why do you have to wash your hands after
they are. The feet are gross. Like, if you're walking around all day, a lot of girls walk around barefoot and got, especially in New York City, like, what type of, like,
what kind of animals walking around barefoot? You fucking hanging out with homeless girls, dude?
Think of it this way, John, right? You walk around New York City in your shoes. You probably walk around your apartment in your shoes, and then you're putting your feet on the same floor that you just walked around in your shoes that you also walked around, like, the New York City subway with. You might as well just lick a fucking railing.
Rule.
No, what? Nope.
But your feet
so
are
you
covered.
So you touch a foot. Jared Carabas touches a foot.
He's yeah, touch get
up
a foot.
Go, yeah, but then you got to get up and go wash your hands?
No, I wouldn't get up and wash my hands, but like if I just like rubbed your feet and then we watched a movie and then you're like, hey, I just ordered some pizza. I'm going to wash my hands before I pick up a slice of pizza.
Wow. I don't really wash my hands much even now, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. You tried to tell me early on in quarantine that you were like always going to have hand sanitizer with you for like the rest of time.
That's a different thing. I always sanitize. I have an addiction to like I walk by a hand sanitizer. Bam. Got to touch it. Got to get some on me. But I washing my hands, that's a whole process. Hand sanitizer, I can keep walking.
That's true.
And clean my hands.
That's true.
I got to sit at a sink for fucking 20 seconds. No, thanks. Who's
but
got the time?
Do you hand sanitize after you touch feet?
No.
Yeah, I mean, Jared, that's a crazy, like, your feet are covered, though. Like, when you're walking around, like, I made the argument. Yeah, they are. Like, I don't
walk around barefoot more than they walk around with fucking shoes on.
Not in the city.
When they're home.
Like, I won't even wear open-toed shoes in the city. Like, I have to wear socks and shoes. I feel like that, like, well, that means
they're covered. You're not like an old-school Italian that's like, take your shoes off at the door. Like, you've walked around your apartment.
Is that an Italian
thing? Yeah. That's like a Lebanese-Italian thing, yeah.
Well, it's definitely an Asian thing.
Definitely.
Yeah, like, I know like a big-time like Lebanese family that like they will fucking shoot you if you don't take your shoes off at the door.
But yeah, but again, like your whole body is out in the city too, and like so you just don't touch
I don't lick myself.
But you lick other people.
All right, how about this? How about you get your fingies in her?
Yeah.
You get your fingies all up in that hoochie, right? Yeah.
You again? I would like to say it for the 17th time. You're an animal.
All right, you get them up there.
Continue your thought, John. Yep.
You washing those before you eat a pizza?
Probably not. No, probably
yeah.
not.
No, that's why his logic makes no sense, and the reason
you're not like fucking sliding down a railing coochie first in a New York City subway. You're not.
Yeah, but you're not
the homeless woman you hang out with, Mike.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not also sliding down a New York subway with your feet wrapped around the railing either.
I stand by my point that if you walk around your apartment in the shoes you wore all day, your floor is disgusting. Then you walk on it barefoot, and it's the same thing. It's
okay,
the
well,
same,
what about
it's disgusting.
What about the hands? Like
what about the hands?
Like if a girl's like hands have been out in the city and then she touches you, isn't that worse?
Not if you don't put your fingers in my mouth.
Look at that face.
I can't
look at him. It's kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, like sometimes, like you know, John, you'll do a little one of these, and then like you know, everyone's licking it. And
look, I'll be honest. Different. I'll do a little bit of everything, and I'm not washing my hands, and I'll eat a pizza afterwards happily.
Yeah, but you're disgusting. Like I'm saying, as like a normal,
but I mean,
contributing
sex in general. No, but I mean, like sex in general, you kind of throw out the rules out the window when it comes to germs, and like you're just saying you draw the line at feet, and I think that's weird.
Yeah, I think you're just scared of being portrayed as a foot guy. I think you're coming down
staunchly
anti-foot, so it doesn't get confused.
I'm not anti-foot, though. I'm a germaphobe. Like I said, even before the pandemic, like nothing about my hand-washing routine has changed. Like I wash my hands all the time. And because like you, John, like you dip. Like I always try to keep my hands clean because I know that like several times a day, like I'm probably going to be putting my fingers in the dip can. I'm going to be putting my fingers in my mouth. I'm going to be putting my fingers in to take it out. Like and then I brush my teeth after, and you're putting water in your hands to then put in your mouth to rinse your mouth. Like I wash my hands a lot.
Your dip is a whole production. I don't wash my hands. I don't fucking face wash after. I don't fucking shave afterwards. Yeah. Like you got fucking cups of hands full of water you're just walking around with. I don't even know what's happening anymore.
I mean, it's the other thing too is my immune system is very bad. So like I have to take these. It's less being a germaphobe and more being vigilant because I know that like I don't have the benefit of being like, yeah, fuck germs, whatever. It's like, no, if I like if someone sneezes on me, I'm gonna have AIDS for the next like 3 weeks.
Which I can understand the germaphobe thing, but I feel like normal humans, adults that are having sex, those rules go out the window.
Yeah. 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 It's like sex is like a soap.
Yeah. It
doesn't get dirty.
Oh.
Like a bar of soap doesn't get dirty.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it does.
I just realized
well, like,
that
if
I'm
you're...
not.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that if like if you're a germaphobe, if you are as crazy of a germaphobe as you're saying that you are.
No, so I just came to a conclusion. I'm not a germaphobe. I'm a davaphobe, which if you go to the root of the issue here, I am afraid of getting sick because if you get sick and then you come into the office, Dave will get mad at you. If you don't work because you're sick, Dave will get mad at you. So really, I just try to avoid getting sick because of Dave. It's not that I'm afraid of getting the sniffles. Like it is, the sniffles suck, by the way. How is it 2020 and we don't have a cure for the sniffles yet? Like,
we don't have a cure for
that.
A fucking hangover yet. I mean, that's...
yeah.
Well, let's work on that first.
Really, it's being
cancer
like,
first, then hangover, please.
Yeah, like I'm afraid of like Dave in that sense where it's like when you get sick at Barstool, you really don't know what to do because you want to tough it out. Like when I during like the playoffs, when like I had the fucking throat infection, I was like, do I tough it out and come in? Or if I get everyone sick, Dave's going to fucking kill me. Like, what do I do here? So that's the situation that I'm trying to avoid.
Yep. Once again, you can also get sick from having sex with someone. So yeah. Why do we draw the line at the
feet? I feel like, but honestly, I feel like you increase the odds at sucking toes, Casey. Like if I'm sucking face, I feel like we're all right. But if we suck some toes, then you're living on the edge.
So you think that if somebody has like, let's say strep throat, that you have better odds of getting it if you suck on their feet than put your tongue in their mouth?
No, I didn't say that. I mean, like if someone's sick, someone's sick. But if no one is sick, where are the most germs? Probably on your feet.
I would say probably mouth one, vagina two. Ah, butt two, vagina three.
Feet are definitely not on the top of that list.
We need to get like an expert to call in because none of us actually know what we're talking about here. It's all just feel. We're going off of feel and gut.
No, I'm pretty sure that I know that there are less germs on my feet than in my mouth.
I don't think you know that. And I don't know that either. And I don't think John knows that. So we need like an expert. There's definitely doctors that listens to the show. Please call in. Let us know. Where are the most germs? If you were to power rank.
The show is exclusively listened to by unemployed 20-year-olds.
Yeah. So if we have a doctor listening right now.
Oh, no. We've got some people who drive for a living.
Call in.
To us too.
Power rank the germiest parts of your body. Is it the vagina? Is it the mouth? Or is it the feet? One, two, three.
Throw the butt in there. A lot of bacteria in the butt, I imagine.
Yeah,
I haven't gotten sick of that though. Made
oh,
<this far. laughs>
oh, Johnny Butt Play.
Jared, I will say you are on the top of the world's best nickname givers. they just come right off the dome. Johnny Butt Play.
Johnny Butt Play. That is a good one. I'd wear that shirt.
Please actually make that shirt.
I got a question for you, Jared. This is I feel like it's a fairly viral tweet right now. Mm-hmm. And it's not just for Jared, it's for Casey as well. I don't know how often she scraps, but you're fighting 20-year-old you right now. Who wins?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was fucking like 120 pounds. I beat the fuck out of that kid.
And you probably want to beat the fuck out of that kid.
No, I feel bad for that kid. That kid got no pussy. He's hurt enough. I wouldn't even fight him. I would just tell him to go home and he would listen.
You'd give him a It Gets Better commercial?
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry about it. Just hang in there for another 11 years and then you might see a vagina. But wear a mask.
And don't touch feet. Yeah. For sure. Stay away. Would 20-year-old sensitive Jared touch feet?
20-year-old Jared would do anything a girl asked just to have the touch of a woman, I would say, probably, yeah.
Could you kick your ass at 20?
Probably.
You could be a 20-year-old you now?
Yeah. I don't know. I was much feistier when I was 20, but I mean, I've never gotten in a fight, like an actual fight. I've been hit before.
What? Like, there were two hits, them hitting you, you hitting the floor?
Three. She hit me twice, and then I hit the floor. Turns out she thought
she fucking toe punched you?
Yeah, that's like the scar I have on my lip. That's what that's from.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was just a deformity.
No. Well, it is now. Thanks, John. Fuck you. No, it's.
I
got my
imperfection.
I got my ass kicked.
Yeah, I know.
She thought I was fucking her boyfriend. I wasn't. It was a different Casey.
Casey got her ass kicked. And didn't, like, one of your friends get laid out because they thought that it was you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You have too many Casey friends.
There were multiple Caseys in the mix back in the day.
He just ran around with the KKK?
In a C. KKKC. Got to make sure that. We should probably throw the C in the middle of those Ks. KCKK. No, so basically what happened was she was told that her boyfriend was sleeping with Casey, and I had had previous relations with said person long before it. It was a different Casey at the time, but she didn't take time to double check, so she came up to me in a bar and beat my ass.
And just fucking, I love to see video of that.
No.
Yeah, you getting two punched? Oh my God. That would be.
And so, yeah, no, I don't want you to ever get video of it. I think it actually does exist because.
Oh my God, I'm getting it then.
Of someone getting smoked?
Of Casey getting smoked.
Wait, you Casey or the wrong Casey?
I got laid out.
Okay, got it.
The wrong Casey got off.
Is it cell phone free. Video or like
no,
security?
Bar, it's bar video.
Oh my God, is it a good shot? Can you clearly tell?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, baby. We got to get that.
No.
We got to fucking get
absolutely
that.
Not. Absolutely not.
I mean,
not.
How the fuck can we not get that?
I don't want that.
Who
on
has
me.
It?
Somebody in the courthouse of College Station, Texas.
Oh, I mean, we could probably get our hard. Hands on it.
I thought you meant like one of your friends had it.
Oh, no. One of my friends definitely has it.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm
going to
need that friend's contact information,
no,
please.
Absolutely not. Mm. Over my dead body. Over my two-punched dead body.
I'll fucking call that girl up and make it happen.
No. But yeah, so needless to say, I didn't fight back. I got knocked out very quickly and woke up in an ambulance. It's fine. Honestly, it's
completely... Do I know the friend that has it, Casey?
No.
Yes.
Yes, I do. All
yes,
right.
You do.
All right, so maybe if I put on
another
one of these
shirts...
I hate that you
can't see me.
No, I can see you.
What does your shirt have to do with this?
Oh, I mean, if it's one of your friends, then I could probably persuade her to hand over the footage.
With your shirt?
I mean, or lack thereof, Casey.
You're just going to start firing off topless selfies trying to get video of me getting knocked the fuck out?
I mean, it's for the greater good. I feel like a lot of people out there would love to have that. Like, any time that, like, Casey, like, predicts... like one of like the Aggies to win and then they don't, they can just tweet her the picture of her getting knocked out. Like that would be terrific
yeah.
content.
I'll send whatever picture that girl wants. Whatever she wants, I'll send in exchange. She wants me fucking Tony the Tiger pick, I'll send it to her.
Why are we assuming it's a girl that has it?
Guy has it. He wants a Tony the Tiger pick, he can have it too. Mm-hmm.
It is a girl that has it. And yes, Jared does know her.
Ooh.
John, I think you've met her actually too.
Yeah.
Have I met her or have I met her?
I don't want to know, Jared. So he told me that he's like, at some point during quarantine, he just randomly dropped that. Like, I don't know. We were talking to Dominican Dylan. We were talking about Aggies. And he was talking about, Dylan was talking about how there are hot girls in Texas. And Jared was like, oh, yeah, there are hot girls at A&M. I was like, what's that supposed to mean? And he was like, I'm just saying, like, I've hooked up with some girls at A&M or a girl at A&M. And I was like, well, who? Because you never met anybody from A&M until me. And he just won't tell me which friend it is. He just won't tell me.
It's the girl you met.
He just won't tell me. He's met a lot of my friends. He just won't tell me
no,
who it
I
is.
No, I mean the met.
Yeah, double I met her.
I know, but I want to know which one it is.
Yeah, we got acquainted.
Gross. There was the Batman voice. Thing.
Yeah, that was good.
But now that I'm saying this out loud, she should have told me, whoever it is.
Yeah.
So maybe it's more on her.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you you're still not going to tell me?
I forget.
I mean, he's definitely not going to tell you on air.
No, I might. I don't know.
We got people wanting to talk about sucking on toes. Let's fucking do it on a Wednesday. We got Joe from Canada. What do you got on sucking on toes?
Oh, Canadian.
Joe, are you a doctor?
Toe suckers.
Joe?
Joe, where'd you get your doctorate from?
Joe, 3, 2... I really wanted to know what a Canadian thought about sucking on toes.
And they love that shit up there.
Yeah, it's huge. They douse them in maple syrup. You haven't heard about that?
You ever been to Montreal?
You made that up.
No, I didn't make that up.
They'll suck parts of your body you didn't even know you had.
It's called Toronto toe job.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Eric's working on getting us a foot doctor.
Foot doctor. Fuck yeah, Eric.
Biggie knows everybody. I love it.
The Toronto toe job. You fucking cover it in like maple syrup. The good kind, too. Not like Aunt Jemima or anything like that. And you just fucking go to town on him.
What? How did you just say that?
What?
Aunt Jemima?
Yeah.
Aunt Jemima?
Aunt Jemima.
It is Aunt Jemima.
No. It's Aunt Jemima. Sorry.
It absolutely. Oh, this is an actual thing. The first thing that comes up is Pornhub. Fetish foot Toronto porn.
I just made that up.
I know you did, but it's an actual thing.
I have definitely never heard of the Toronto toe job.
Foot job. It's Toronto foot job.
Oh, well, fucking pull that up. I want to see what that's all about.
So the first three hits on Google are foot fetish Toronto porn videos from Pornhub. Massage Republic, foot fetish Toronto Canada female escorts. You can have a Toronto foot job from an escort. And then Foot Mistress Toronto.
Ooh.
Mm.
From FeetSociety.com.
Yeah. Get Jerry's getting all bombed up over there.
Hell yeah.
Look at him. He's sweating.
Foot job Toronto, foot fetish Toronto. Toronto, a lot of foot fetishes in Toronto, apparently.
The Toronto toe job.
So you want to see what it is?
Yeah.
Here, I'll let you just click on that little.
Tweet it from Barstool Radio.
Yeah, I don't think you can tweet porn.
Yes, you can. Instagram, you cannot. John, show me.
Oh, man. Oh! Oh! No! No, it's awful. It's awful.
No. Absolutely not.
This girl's got this guy's balls tied up, and she's just stomping on him.
What?
No, absolutely not. No.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. Oh, I regret everything I said. He's beating the fucking bag out of this dude's bag.
Yeah. It's the best.
You have to look at all the thumbnails.
No.
Dude, it's so bad.
Get it off my phone.
I'm going to text it to Jeremy real quick.
Oh, no.
I'm crying.
This is on Pornhub?
Yes.
I didn't know Pornhub got down like that. I didn't think that they did like the that type of shit.
Apparently in Toronto.
Yeah.
Big time.
You don't have to open the link, Jared, but you got to click through the thumbnail. Not click.
I mean, I'll probably watch it.
Let the thumbnails run.
No, we're going to do this live on air. I mean, right now. I need to see it right
now. Thumbnail. What the fuck?
He's turning red.
I've never
red.
Watched porn on my phone before either. This is the first
what?
Time.
Really? Yeah. I'm not a laptop porn guy, but I've gone to the phone before. I've called in the fucking backup a time or two.
It's only a minute long.
Oh shit.
Wait, can you guys hear this? Because it's plugged in. My radio is plugged into my phone. I hope I'm not piping porn into the fucking radio.
No!
What the fuck? She's got like a ball clamp and she's like whacking it with like a tennis racket. She's using his balls as an ottoman. He loves it.
He loves it.
Oh, no. She's laughing.
She's laughing, yeah, but she's having the time of her life.
Oh my god. What's happened in this 27 minutes?
We might have a new segment, which is watching gross porn on air.
I mean, she literally had like a ping pong paddle. She had his balls in a clamp so that they had no circulation. And then
oh, they were the purplest nuts I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he was like jerking off, and then as he was finishing, she was whacking his balls with like a fucking ping pong paddle.
Oh man,
the Toronto foot job, baby.
Yeah.
I mean,
god damn,
shit.
I guess the people still think feet guy are weirder than that dude.
Yeah. Fuck.
We got people who want to talk about this, which, I mean, you never know what's going to pop. Apparently the Toronto foot job and fetishes and, we got Joe in Connecticut. He dated a foot fetish model.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. Joe, please share.
Hey, so first time, long time. So, yeah, after I graduated high school, I met this girl on Tinder. We were dating for a little while, and she asked me, and she was like, how do you feel about me selling foot pics online? So, fuck it. I don't got to pay for dates. She's paying for it. So, next thing I know, she's asking me, how do you feel if this becomes like a real job for me? So, after what she meant, turns out she sold foot pics to this guy, and next thing we find out is he's asking her to, like, model for a foot fetish website.
Oh, shit.
And what was your response to
this? Yeah, what was the response?
Oh, shit. Fuck it. Well, I don't care. She's getting paid, like, 10 grand to show her dirty feet online. That's fine with me.
Joe was living like a king on
Joe
a couch.
Joe was living straight up king life. Joe, would you like play with her feet too?
Well, so I actually took some of the photos for her because I was like, wow, you know, I mean, you gotta get the right angle.
Good for you, Joe.
Did you take a commission?
I'm not into feet myself, but like, you know, geez, there were requests. So there would be people that would be like, yeah, I want to have her take pictures of like food on her feet. So we would put, like, you know, the, you know, peach room gummy candies. We put those around her toes and shit.
A great candy. Yeah. A delicious candy.
It sure is.
I'll tell you what. I'd eat a fucking peach ring off a toe. I wouldn't request a picture like that, but I'd eat one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, there's a couple photos of me doing that. I mean, that's not my thing, but, like, you know.
Joe, I got bad news for you, buddy. It sounds like it might be your thing.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Joe. That was a wild roller coaster. The fact that he just kept adding
a little
bit more details. I don't
think anyone just, like,
details?
Casually eats Funyuns off their girlfriend's toes. Like, yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Would you give it a shot?
Me?
Yeah.
Not Funyuns. Maybe, like, I would do, like, the sour gummy worms or something like that.
Just wrap them around your big toe and go to town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why the fuck not?
What's happened in 30 minutes, John, is we turned Jared into a foot guy. That's exactly what just happened.
He's like Costanza. He said to bring food into the equation.
Yeah. Sour gummy worms, it'd be hard to say no.
Okay. I got to go to a commercial break. Stay on the line. We've got germs and sex, no shoes in the house, and then Colin from Pennsylvania just really wants to talk baseball with the Rockets. So, So we'll rattle through those calls. 833-857-8665. I have no fucking clue what's going on this radio program, but we're going to do 30 more minutes. Twerk something basis. She just
trying to make it, so she right here getting naked. I don't judge. Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Hockey is on. And no matter the city, no matter the team, no matter the game, whether it's face-off or penalty shots, regular season or playoffs, win or lose, no matter what happens, no matter where it happens, New Amsterdam Vodka is there.
The High Noon El Prez Pack is here, featuring my top four High Noon Vodka Seltzer flavors. These flavors include passion fruit, pineapple, pear, and all new flavor, tangerine, all made with real vodka, real juice. This 12-pack is only here for a limited time, so get it while you can. Just look for the pack with my face on it. You can even scan the QR code in the pack and have me virtually join your party. Visit highnoonspirits.com to find the El Prez pack nearest you.
I don't know what we're witnessing here, Jared, but I feel like we just saw John try to dance and look like a geriatric.
Oh, you should.
I don't know. John's got feel. Like,
yeah, he does have feel, but he had the one hand on his like back, like his hips were hurting.
What, just now?
Yeah.
Do it again, John. Though. Do it again.
I honestly don't.
Do it again.
I don't know what I was. It was unconscious. I don't know what I was doing. I was actually sending a tweet while I did it, so I don't know what
you
I
look like
doing.
A geriatric. It's fine. So somebody did tweet this. We're going to run it back from the conversation about what's going on in the urinal in the Barstool bathroom. Cliff wanted to know how gross it is for you guys when you see globs of hair on female showers.
Nah.
I think that's disgusting.
I mean,
it's disgusting.
Look, if I had my druthers, it wouldn't be there.
But it doesn't bother you.
But I'm not like, going to come out and be like, you're a fucking animal. Like, I know your hair falls out.
Yeah, but it is gross.
It's gross.
To see.
I mean, if the shower looks like fucking Chewbacca, that's an issue. If there's a few hairs in there, I'll survive.
It's the nice thing about being blonde. You can't see them.
I know.
That's great. But it is. If I get into my friend's showers and there's globs of hair on the wall, it's disgusting. It
on
bothers
the wall?
Me. You've
never
seen
that's
that?
What girls do. They fucking pick it up and stick it on the wall.
They do not.
How does it get on the wall then?
Because when you're washing your hair, I don't know.
No, that's not how it happens. They pick it up and stick it on the wall.
I don't know, John. It doesn't happen to me. Like, I refuse for that. It is absolutely revolting when I see that. What are you doing? what are you actually doing right now?
What they're doing right there is swinging my balls.
Why?
I don't know. You ever just stand there, Jerry, with your legs spread and kind of just like a
pendulum? Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, if I'm wearing shorts, it's impossible with jeans. But like if you're wearing gym shorts, yeah, you let those things fucking dangle.
Fucking let those boys go for a swing.
I mean, or if we're into the Toronto foot job stuff, we let somebody else swing at them.
Yeah, smash those balls.
We're going to talk about no shoes in the house with Zach in Canada. Zach, are you a foot guy? No shoes in the house?
No, you got to keep the shoes off in the house. That way you know that the feet are clean before you go to them.
I understand the sentiment of feet off, of shoes off in the house. Not a shoes off in the house guy. I'll pop those bad boys right up on the coffee table.
You'll put them on the furniture?
My sneakers?
Yeah,
I don't give a shit.
That's gross.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not going to defend it and be like, it's not gross. I know it's gross. I don't give a shit.
So, Zach, do you have that rule for your place?
Yeah, shoes got to come off as soon as you come in. It's a normal thing, though. I don't know anybody who lets people keep their shoes on in their house.
No.
Nobody around Ottawa. Nobody in Canada lets people walk their shoes on.
So that's just an everywhere thing. I mean, Jared covered it, seemed like the Middle East. I said Asia, Canada as well.
So it's just America.
It's just the, yeah, we...
The United States of America, we don't give a fuck about shoes in the house.
We don't care about what's the system the whole world uses about us?
What?
The fucking metric. There it is. We don't do the metric system. We don't do shoes off the door.
We don't do
I just find it, like, annoying when someone asks me. Because there are people who do it, obviously. But I don't think it's a wise thing. I'm like, what the fuck? I just got to take my shoes off and walk around your house.
Do you constantly mop your floor, then? You always clean the floor in your apartment?
Zach, you're asking the wrong person because he's
disgusting.
If you
think I know how to use a mop, you're crazy.
No, fight your mess, but like Karabas. Karabas is a germaphobe. Is he, does The Rock clean it up his apartment?
Yeah, my apartment's very clean.
But do you have a cleaning crew come or do you clean it yourself?
Also,
like I have a cleaning crew come.
Also, your apartment, maybe in Saugus it is, or Boston, whatever, it's not that way. It was not that way in New York.
It was not that way in New York, but that, I think it was my apartment was more messy than dirty. Like I had shit everywhere.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But now that I have like way more space, my apartment looks way nicer because there's places for those things to go, whereas there weren't any before.
And
you
by
can
the
see
way,
my apartment right now, speaking of messy, I look like I'm just squatting there. Like if someone came in, they'd be like, "Oh, a homeless person broke in."
It's because you're moving though.
Yeah, it's just I'm sleeping on an air mattress and I just have fucking boxes everywhere and zero furniture.
And the only reason that's going to change is because your girlfriend's moving in with you.
Correct.
If she was not, you would live that way forever.
Yeah, 1,000%.
I know.
1,000. I would just sleep on that air mattress. And
I'm very happy that she's moving in with you to make you sleep on an actual bed.
Yeah.
But to answer your question about cleaning, doesn't your mom clean your apartment, Jared?
I said I have a cleaning service. I didn't say who it was.
It's Ellen. Ellen comes
really?
Over, cleans and does his laundry.
I pay her.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Does she come weekly?
She hasn't been here this week. but she usually comes weekly, yeah. Under normal circumstances.
I did a bi-weekly thing here.
Yeah. I mean,
clean
my apartment.
Do you know bi-weekly means both?
What?
It means every other week and twice a week.
That can't be right.
I'm pretty sure. Look it up.
The last time you had me look up something on my phone, I ended up seeing Toronto foot job. Porn, and I'm not into that.
We're going to pass on that.
Yeah, we're going to pass on that. You look that up. Parker in Maryland wants to talk about germs.
Adverb, every 2 weeks or twice a week. Shaboom!
I mean, that's just irresponsible by the English language.
Yeah.
That's just incredibly irresponsible. We got to change that.
Done, produced, or occurring every 2 weeks or twice a week. It makes no goddamn sense.
That makes no fucking sense. So like, so bi-monthly, which one is that?
Let's figure it out. I bet
what's bi-monthly
I
then?
I bet it's the same thing. A little English lesson here. We're doing it all today.
We really are. Hmm. And I mean, we're going to talk about germs and sex. I wonder.
Done, produced, or occurring twice a month or every 2 months.
That's so fucking stupid. That's really dumb. Yeah.
My mom just texted me immediately. I usually come on Thursday, she said.
What? I mean, this program, we're just like talking over each other about our own random shit. It's like, we're not even talking to each other.
It's working well.
debatable. Parker in Maryland, what do you got on germs and sex?
So first of all, I'm very sorry to interrupt because I could just listen to this fucking conversation where John describes the English language all fucking day.
Oh, well, but, don't worry, Parker. I can guarantee you we're going to run that one back as soon as we hang up because what else are we going to talk about?
So I think the only one of those, by the way, that actually has a different meaning is when you get to years, because I think biannually is every 2 years, whereas semiannually is every 6 months.
Oh, John, look that one up.
I also might be totally wrong about that, but
yeah, I mean, I had no idea that we have such dumb rules in the English language. But continue. What do you think about having sex and germs, Parker?
Nope. Okay. One, occurring twice each year. Two, occurring every 2 years. Nope. Hang on. This doesn't have the definition right away like the other two did. I gotta click a link.
Oh God.
No, definition of biannual is occurring twice a year.
Wow.
Oh, wait, maybe, whatever. Okay, I was wrong.
That's
my bad, guys.
That's so dumb. I mean, it's just dumb. Go ahead, Parker. Again, back to the sex.
Back to germs and sex. So I was just kind of asking a question, and since, like, one of you is a girl and the other two are, well, one's a girl, one's a guy, and then one's Feidelberg.
What a shot. Damn, Parker. People just hung up all over the place.
I mean that like from a place of love, though. Don't worry.
No, it's accurate. I get it.
So I got one of my friends into KFC when I was in Europe. It was this German dude. And after living with me for like 2 weeks, he described me as a slightly more put together version of Feidelberg. So anyway.
Congrats on being a little bit more put together. The bar set very low. Yeah.
What does that mean? You have toilet paper?
When I moved into my new place, I actually slept on an air mattress for 4 months. And then when my mom asked me why, my quote was, because a real mattress seems too hard to move in.
Yo, my mom texted me last night because my parents are moving, right? And I've had the same bed for a long time at home. And my mom texted me last night because so they moved everything out of the house but my bed. And the movers are getting that tomorrow. So my mom and my dad slept in that last night. And my mom texts me. She goes, I think we figured out why you've had sleeping issues and back issues for so long. Your bed's too small. And I said, no, I knew that. Like, I was well aware that the bed was too small. And she's like, why the fuck haven't you said anything in the last decade that you have a bed that's just way too small? I was like, I don't know. It's just the whole thing to get a new one.
Yeah. Also, I found out that air mattresses are, like, not meant to be slept on every night. Like, aside from the obvious reasons, I guess, like, the weight of me being on it constantly – it just got to the point where I actually had to blow it up like twice a day. Like I would blow it up before I went to work and then I'd have to like re-blow it up when I came home from work. It was a whole thing.
But, yes, you are John Feidelberg. Congratulations.
Thanks. So anyway, yeah, I just wanted to ask. So I like hooked up with this girl and then afterwards, I like really needed something to drink because I got a fucking like leg cramp during it, which is a whole other set of problems that I have. But so then I asked her if I could use like her water bottle, and then she definitely like she agreed to it, but she definitely like looked grossed out that I asked. And this was after like both of our mouths had been like a whole number of places that I don't need to get into on the radio. And I was just wondering if it's weird to like ask for your partner's water like afterwards or not, because I don't think it is. When like, I mean, it's kind of like you said, Casey, like for most people, like the sanitation rules kind of go out the window during sex, so mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, that's wild that she wouldn't let you drink her water.
I mean, that's
crazy.
I don't even ask.
I just do it.
I just do it, or I have a sip and I just hand it. I do both.
I mean, I definitely
would ask first because like that just at least seemed the polite thing to do, but I expected it to just be like a not even like missing a second being like, oh yeah, sure, no problem. But then she like was just like, I don't know. And then I was like, okay, like I said, things were places that are a lot less sanitary than like the tip of your water bottle. Like,
Well, this is the thing. Like, I understand people not wanting to share drinks with like random people or like even like their friends. Like if you're having sex with somebody, you're sharing a drink. Like, I mean, you can't get any closer than that. Like, that's a fucking crazy thing. Especially because you guys just got done having sex, too. It's not even like you're, like, out and, like, she's a germaphobe in normal life. Like, you're laying in bed. Give him the fucking water.
Yeah. Would you use her toothbrush?
It was, like, literally not 10 seconds after it had finished.
I mean, that's absolutely insane.
You are in the right here, 1,000%.
Jared, your thoughts? I know you're not a big drink share.
Yeah, I'm not. Like, I personally wouldn't ask for her beverage. I would be like, hey, do you have water? And then I would drink it. But if she didn't, would I be like, would I not drink out of her cup? No, I would. If that was the only option and I just fucking laid down the pipe and I was like, oh shit, I need a drink.
I mean, yeah, that's Parker, you're 1,000%.
I was also coming off of a leg cramp, so I just really needed water.
That's tough. Thanks for the call. I mean, we've talked about this before at the old office, like sharing. I don't mind sharing a toothbrush with the person I'm sleeping with. Like, yeah. I don't want to. Like, it's not like I'm like, oh, I'd really.
I don't need to be sleeping with you.
Well, right. I mean,
I find a random toothbrush. I'm using that bitch.
Actually, I mean, just anybody's toothbrush? Or you draw the line at friends?
I have a. Well, I mean, like, I don't often find myself in strangers' homes needing a toothbrush. But usually when I'm in someone's house, if I need to, I'll use their toothbrush. I have a theory.
Oh.
So I do it quick. Before I even run it under water, it's so insane. I pop it in my mouth fast. And I think that covers the germs quickly.
Wait, what?
I think, what, like.
You put a dry toothbrush in your mouth?
And I just, like, yeah, just put it in real quick. And then I kind of, like. Like, then,
you're giving
and then,
the toothbrush a blowjob before
then,
you brush your
and
teeth?
And then I've covered their germs. They no longer are on the toothbrush. And at that point, it becomes my toothbrush.
You're the worst.
I mean, that is. Listen, like, I don't mind sharing a toothbrush with, like, really close friends or people that I'm sleeping with.
I know it's probably not scientifically true, but I think.
Obviously, it's not scientifically true. But the
I
fact.
I know. Like, the science is still out on it.
Have you popped my dry toothbrush in your mouth before?
Yours, no.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you. Now I'm just going to get a new toothbrush. It's dry. Like, dry toothbrushes, you can use my toothbrush, but dry is.
Well, then I run underwater after. It's just quick. It's just a quick pop in.
And you just lick it?
I don't actually lick it. That was an exaggeration. But I just pop it in. And I'm like.
But, like, do you, like, close your lips around it?
Yeah.
What do you do with it inside? Like, it's just on your tongue?
It's just there. It's just like.
Like, do you face it up or face it down?
My germs are like. Attack! Like, it's almost like letting them know, like, hey, this thing's coming.
Okay. Do you put it downward facing, like on your tongue, or upward facing?
I don't really focus on that. I just pop it in.
God, you're fucking weird.
That's weird.
That's
how
weird.
Am I the weird guy? Like, that's weird.
I mean, I'm somewhere. We've talked. It was me, you, and Kevin, the old office. We talked about. We would all share each other's toothbrush. Like, I do draw the line at people I'm not super close to. I would not. I don't know if I would share a toothbrush with you now. Knowing that kind of shit's going on, like, I'm not. Fuck it. I probably would, but still, not letting somebody drink your water or your drink is one of the craziest things.
Postcoital, no less.
I mean, Jared doesn't share drinks at all. Do you share drinks with girls that you sleep with?
I don't know. I usually am, like, not poor and just, like, have another option.
No, like, I'm talking about, like, in the wild. Like, would you let somebody have a sip of your drink that you were sleeping with?
Oh, I mean, like, I've definitely, like, been out at, like, bars or whatever, and, like, a girl will be like, oh, like, try this drink, and, like, I'll sip out of the same straw that they did.
Oh, okay. I figured as a germaphobe who won't pop a toe in his mouth, he wouldn't be sharing straws.
Yeah, but it's also, like, I mean, I'm obviously going to make out with you later, so what does it matter if I drink out of your straw?
Right, Jared, that's the whole point. It's, like,
yeah,
goes back
care.
To the foot fetish thing.
You're trying to equate lips and tongue to feet, Casey. It is not a comparable scenario. It's just not.
There are more germs in your mouth than there are on your feet.
We haven't had a doctor call in to actually fact check that. And
there
until
are
we
more
have someone that's
germs.
A doctor in the medical field that can tell us for certain that there are more germs in your mouth than on your feet, then that's going to be my take. And until
there
we have someone,
more,
a professional, Casey, call
there
in.
There are
and say
more
that that
germs
the
in your on your genitals
I
or in your genitals
on
than on your feet.
On my genitals?
Yeah.
I scrub the fuck out
no,
of my
I'm
genitals.
Saying in I'm saying in general people's genitals have more germs than their feet. That's just a fact.
Yeah, mine definitely do.
Well, we're not setting the bar at you. Definitely not. We've got Virginia and Tennessee. What do you think about drinking after someone you've had sex with?
not right in bed because I don't want pussy all over my drink.
Coming out fucking firing, Virginia.
I mean, so like you don't kiss after that?
No.
So you won't kiss a guy after he goes down on you?
No.
What?
What?
Virginia, you crazy girl.
Go watch that. Come back.
What do you expect somebody to kiss you after you've gone down on them?
Sure.
And thus, women.
I mean, I'm not in the same camp as Virginia. I'll definitely kiss somebody afterwards.
Like, so, Virginia, like, you've just never kissed someone while having sex? Because, like, usually that part comes first.
Well, but afterwards, no, we're good.
Oh, see, the rules go out the window while they're having sex, but then afterwards.
Okay.
So that's where you draw the line.
Yeah.
After everybody gets off.
Yeah.
After exactly. It gets off, the germs come back.
Yeah, thank you for the call. What a wild call that was. I mean, Virginia fucking fired on a Wednesday.
I want pussy all over my...
I love that. I mean, Virginia. I'm going to be thinking about that call for a while. We've got Dylan in New York. Let's talk about borrowing floss, and I'm already cringing.
Yeah, what?
Go ahead, Dylan, please.
If you guys are brushes, where do you cross the...
You're cutting out, but I
think he's saying if
we'll share toothbrushes, where we draw the line.
Like, would we share floss?
Yeah, where do you draw the line?
Oh, there
are
you
go. Borrowing floss too?
No.
I mean, like, no, who the fuck? Like, I need more than one piece of floss to floss my own teeth because I gross myself out. Like, I don't know that anyone would ever take a piece of used floss and be like, yeah, like, let me get some of that.
I definitely would not.
No, I'd just use a business card instead.
Yeah. Plus, like, floss isn't really that important. Like, toothbrush, like, if you got, like, fucking stinky morning breath and you're really that desperate for a toothbrush, like, I could see you crossing the lines. But, like, floss, like, people go years without flossing. So I don't know why you would ever be desperate enough to be like, hey, I know you just used that piece of floss. Can I get it, though?
No, I'm not saying I use the floss. I was asking if you use the floss.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not I would not share floss. But, I mean, again, it's Jared's perfect point is, like, when I have shared a toothbrush, it's because I want to brush my teeth for my mouth to taste better or to feel better. Like flossing, I can just wait.
Yeah, I can do that tomorrow.
Yeah, I can deal with it when I get home or whatever. Like that. Yeah. Does anybody share floss?
No, that's not a thing. No. He was asking as like a hypothetical, I think. I don't think he was saying people's.
No, he didn't say that, but now I'm asking. No, do you think people do that?
I cannot imagine a single scenario in which someone would share a piece of floss.
It's disgusting. That makes my stomach hurt. Tom in Cincinnati. I have no clue where this is going, but he wants to talk about peeing with your socks on. So why not? What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Great.
We're making it. You know, just trying to get to the end of this program so I can not talk to these animals anymore. How are you?
I'm good. My question is for Rocket. Are you an animal for fucking with your socks on during sex?
So, like, I think I know girls will say that you are an animal for doing it, but I think the girl should take it as a compliment where it was like, I literally couldn't wait for this to happen, so I just didn't take my socks off. I think it's weird, like, if you just have your socks on, but, like, I don't know. There's been times where I haven't even thought about it, and, like, I'll look down afterwards and be like, ah, shit, I left my socks on. Like, I hope I don't get judged for this, but, like, it's not a point for me to make where it's like, all right, make sure your socks are off before you do this. It's always just like, if they're off, they're off. If they're not, then you're a fucking problem.
How do you feel about socks?
I almost exclusively have sex with socks on. Have you ever seen me try and bend down and touch my toes? It is a fucking process for me to get my socks off. Yeah. Like, I don't.
But you're getting your shoes off.
My shoes off.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Shoes off. Done. Yeah. I don't fucking wear, like, what I wear, fucking dress shoes? My shoes, I just fucking kick off. But, like, to get my socks off, it is a thing.
Sleeping with socks on is miserable to me.
Right.
Can't do it.
I when I put my socks on in the morning, no matter what happens that day, the only time the socks come off is when I'm sitting on the corner of my bed. I can go and lift my own leg up to here so I can take my socks off.
Every single day, I think your girlfriend is more of a saint. Every single day. Like, at this point, like, she might as well be the most saintly person on this planet dealing with you.
You know, like that wasn't even a fake noise. That's how it takes to get my leg up to a reachable position.
Do you remember that we started this program with me saying that your sounds are astronomically loud today?
Yeah.
So from a girl's standpoint with the socks on, I feel like if it's like if you make a joke about it, I don't care if you have your socks on. I just think that it's uncomfortable and weird for you. Like, I would not want to have sex with my socks on.
I had a buddy in college whose girlfriend used to make him keep his shirt on.
What?
So big.
Because he's so bad. It's the meanest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
That's so mean.
That's sad.
What a way to end the show.
Oh, my God. Sad. I feel bad for that. If you're that guy, you got to get a different fucking girlfriend. Because the shirt's got to come off immediately. I like to just like sleep next to somebody with their shirt off, and she just wouldn't even fuck him with his shirt off.
Like, why don't you leave that bad boy on?
Well, yikes. All right. Yeah. That makes my head hurt. No, poor guy. I hope he's not with her. Is he still with her?
No.
Okay. Well, what a program we had. I have no idea what we actually talked about, but guess what? We're going to run it back tomorrow. Jared, see you tomorrow. John, see you tomorrow. You guys stay hot.